So welcome to the Cosmic Lounge. Well, today we are going to explore the emotion of anger and what would soulful leader do, how they would respond to somebody who is harboring anger and who is displaying anger as in a situation, in a circumstance. Okay, so first, before we start, I wanted to relate that to you because I have had a conversation this morning with in a group that I guide. It's actually a French group, and one of the participants was sharing this experience that he's going through, where the going into Christmas and this family experience, the reality of having to confront old wounds, maybe patterns that have systematically shown up in the over the years, due to systematically being brought into the holiday season and having to relive the same experiences, just because, as you may already know, unless you are ready to and have raised the courage, energy to accept and transcend a certain experience, it will be brought back to you until you are able to transcend it. So during our conversation this morning in the group, he shared his reality that is about a couple of weeks away from having to confront what seems to be the similar experience. He's going to have to meet this relative, sharing a full 2 days, actually, so plus the dinner, and having to not desiring this time to really have a fake and inauthentic experience, but really was asking me some tool, some conscience tool, to meet this person in a much different way, in a more evolved and conscious way, so that the history could rewrite itself by the nature of the fact that he's rewriting his way to respond to the situation and this person over systematically reacting to something that has had happened in the past and that he was keep replaying. So what we need to understand, the first thing that is so important, is to realize that every single experience of anger that you may be experiencing, these belong to you. This anger, although it may be sparked by some in co-creation with somebody else, the anger that you are feeling does not belong to anybody but you, right? Because if it was the truth, everybody, and I mean the world, it would be a truth, just like gravity is a reality in this 3D reality, is that everybody in the same circumstances would actually act and respond the same way and feel the same way as you do. The reality of it is that by the nature is of your uniqueness of experience of who you are, this other person is not true. It will be a very different experience. Therefore, it proves that every single experiences of anger that we are having is much more of a perceptive reality experience, something that we are reacting to, something that we are, that makes us feel vulnerable on some level, more than an actual truth. Well, the beauty about this is because we are understanding it is a perceptive reality, it can be changed. We cannot change gravity. If you're going to fall off a cliff, you will go down. There's nothing that you can change in your mindset that will actually change this, at least not yet, unless you become Buddha and then literally have transcended your physical reality perception to become a full embodiment of your spiritual capacity, which ultimately there's a version of you that exists in this moment like this. But at this moment, we are really just trying to move past anger, not flying yet. So the idea of you meeting anger is first the realization that you must own the piece of the equation in this anger that belongs to you. Why? Because you cannot transform something that you don't own. until you place yourself as a, you transform yourself, you know, as long as you are going to place yourself as a victim, somebody else has the power over you to change the way you feel. Anger comes because it makes you feel that you can find somewhat of a power that to hide and save yourself from this feeling of vulnerability and powerlessness that you're feeling. But ultimately, it does not transform it. It's just hiding it. It's just trying to make the other person that is co-creating with you try to go away. So, of course, temporarily, it may feel this way in the moment, because when you get angry, the other person will tend to want to go away. They're not going to stick with that, like around you, because it doesn't feel good. So you will have somewhat resolve the discomfort, the emotional discomfort that you're feeling, but in no way will you have resolved and transcended that experience. And if you're here right now, you are looking at a way consciously to transcend an old pattern that has anger written all over. So what we want to do, obviously, is anger is what plays out. This is what you can see easily. This is what your mind is reacting against. But this is not what is. Anger is like the tip of the iceberg. What we want in order for us to start transcending this experience is to go beyond the anger. So instead of going away from it, we're going to have to get through it. Why? Because we must remember who we are. We are an embodiment of the divine aspect of life, which means that we can stand before anger. We can understand and recognize it exists. We don't have to feed it and give it all of our power. We can look at it and accept that it exists. Then that acceptance in itself will open the door to look at what's beyond anger, that anger is trying to hide from you and from your consciousness, because that's where the vulnerability is. That's where the weak, the feeling of being mushy inside and tender and make us feel powerless looks like. And that is usually a fear. It can be a sadness, a memory of sadness. It can be a memory of guilt, of shame, of sorrow, of something that is making us feel separated and ultimately less than, right? So when you start looking beyond anger and you start really reconnecting with what is really playing out beyond this anger, you can actually reveal the experience of sadness that is held beyond, the experience of fear that is held beyond. And now we are looking at you in your own authentic, vulnerable way through the narrative that you have put in place probably long, long, long time ago, and that is still belonging to you. But now what you're looking at is not you being angry at somebody outside of you, which you cannot control, but more so, you are in a position of supporting your sad version of yourself, the sad you that exists within you, and that you're trying, obviously, to save every single time you get angry. But every single time you get angry, that's what you get, angry. And anger is a very low experience on your consciousness. It will not bring you anything else than separation and force and resistance. And it will certainly not enhance your own capacity to attract greater opportunity, right? So when you move back inside of this experience of desiring to transform anger, you're not doing it for anybody else, but your own well-being. And ultimately, the desire to transform and impact the world collectively around you. Because if you are letting go of this anger and you are transforming the narrative of sadness, you are becoming an agent, a catalyst for true change, where you're adding value to life instead of actually stealing value from life, right? So what I'm inviting you to do today is to really look at all of the tender spot that exists within yourself and all the occasions that you are bringing to your awareness to trigger these experiences, so that you free all of the people you have put into the villain box, and that you are giving all your power to, and that because they have kept you, you giving your power away to all of these being in your life has kept you prisoner of your own golden chains, we can say golden cage, because it makes you feel safe in a very short amount of time. It's very temporary, but it does not free you to and allowing you to really evolve and experience the life as it is designed for you. It is awaiting your freeing yourself, right? So let's review here. First step, you get angry. No big deal. Own it. Fine. I is angry. Now that I can stand in front of anger, I need to be grateful for the person who co-created that with me, only because it revealed me where I needed to go, where I needed to put my energy, my awareness, my consciousness. From that place, you're freeing this other person, and now it's you and you. Now it's you about having to discern, where did I create the narrative that I was vulnerable, that I was sad, that it was sad, that life was sad, or that I was guilty of something, shameful of something, or that there's a sorrow that is unbearable. Where is it that I have created this? From this place, you're realizing that if you can recognize the sorrow, the fear, the sadness, the shame, the guilt, all of this, then you can understand that if you can look at it, you are something outside of it, which explains the fact that you can now look at it because you are capable of looking at it because you're capable of transcending it. Now, which part of you need to transcend it? That's always love. Love is the only aspect that can transcend that which is separated. So you're going to have to become that bridge that transcends what you used to believe and what you used to look at with who you have become today. And this is, again, a very a very unique journey that must be yours to walk, obviously, and that is going to be looking very different from somebody else. So once you understand what your narrative is and you understand, and that's really building up your self-awareness, where is it that I have given my power away to an aspect of me or a belief about life that was leaving me with less power than I really am capable of holding? And you're agreeing with yourself to let this out, then you start revealing the powerful you that was hiding behind it all this time. And so in this place, you are feeling, you're going to be able to feel the potential for healing, the potential for going back to your wholeness. And again, you may have heard me saying that very often, healing is not necessarily, it's not necessary because you are not broken. We were never broken. This is the limiting understanding that the conscious mind is capable to access to that actually give us more of a perception of separation than wholeness. But really, at our core, if we had been used to go within every single time we were feeling something, and then we were just not giving too much power to our feeling, but just giving the power of awareness, oh, I'm angry, no big deal. Oh, I'm sad, no big deal. Oh, I am guilty. Oh, interesting. Oh, here is, I'm feeling shameful. But no, instead of just letting this wave, this emotional wave come in and out, and, you know, just like the ocean, we are actually holding on to this wave, and we are unwilling to let go of this wave because they have defined us, and that is safer for us than actually knowing that the waves are going to come, and sometimes we don't know what they're going to look at. And our ability to evolve consciously is to really remember that we are the ocean and that these waves are just aspects of us. But we as an ocean are much bigger, much greater, much more powerful than every single wave that just comes and crash on the shore of our awareness. So this is really about a journey of remembering who we are. And when anger shows up, it is really about a reminder that we are to move our awareness towards, I'm scared of this little wave, to I need to remember that I am the ocean. And I can let this wave crash. It won't crush me, right? So this is, you know, how, and I did not give you all of the elements, obviously, of that personal story with this this group participant this morning, because it was more individual and you would have had to be part of the group to really have all of the ins and out the story. But it was so freeing for him to realize that he had so many more options to meet his relative than the feeling stuck systematically with a Christmas holiday season that was going to leave him with scar over and over again, you know, year after year, because he could finally be the catalyst to change the way they were going to meet. It was no longer somebody did something to him. It was that he was love embodied that was going to move past the story that he didn't have something, or he was not given something, or he was judged for something, because he actually freed himself from this judgment and realized that he could, that the reconnection with this relative was more important than holding on to the anger he was living for himself to prove the point. So I'm inviting you, especially because we're moving into this holiday season where meeting family is going to be kind of a have to for most of us, is can we just meet in love and by and move through? It's not even bypass. It's really move through the little perception that we have understood until now, to elevate ourselves to where love can actually see more and remember that all of what we are here for is to remember who we are, reconnect, support one another, and have fun and be in joy and trading experiences of consciousness one to another. And that if we only can systematically elevate when something happened that doesn't feel good and reminding us, if it doesn't feel good, it's not mine. I don't have to accept it. I accept that it's existing, but I don't need this experience to define me, right? So on that note, I'm inviting you this next few days leading to Christmas to be an amazing path, an amazing journey to provide you training on how you can meet yourself in this anger if you have an experiences of anger, and see if you were able to transcend this anger and move back into love, right? So, of course, as usual, if you need help with this, you know where to find me. Just reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn at Aline Henley. You can also find me at alinehenley.com. And again, don't hesitate to reach out. And if you are in doubt on how to handle your personal situation, then you know, give yourself an hour or two to connect and to get some clarity on and guidance on how to move back into love. On this note, I wish you an amazing week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.